So when the Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart," is it talking about that thing in our chest that goes da-dump, 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 and pumps blood around? Is it? Because we can't really put the Bible in our heart, in our chest, can we? What's it talking about? What's it talking about when it tells us we need to hide the word in our heart? Well, when the Bible's talking about our heart here, it's talking not about the muscle. It's talking about a deep place inside us, place of our deepest thoughts and our deepest feelings, a place where we hide away things that are really precious to us. If I was to ask you, what do you hold closest to you? What do you hold most dear? What would you say? I can think of some things that I hold very close to me. Maybe your family. Maybe your parents. You might say you'd hold them close to you. You hold them in your heart. Do you understand? It's not really talking about the muscle in your chest. It's talking about a deep place inside of you. God's word tells us that we need to hide his word in our hearts. He says it in a number of places. He says in Deuteronomy that we are to lay up these words in our heart and in our soul. He also says in Ezekiel, "Son of man, all my words," son of man, that's talking about us, all right, all of us, "all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive," where? "In thine heart." So God makes it clear, he wants us to receive his word in our hearts. But how do we do it? How do we get the Bible into that deep place inside us? Well, that verse tells us, I just read it quickly, Ezekiel 3:10, says, "All my words shall I speak, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears." So we might get the Bible in our heart as we hear with our ears and as we see with our eyes. So we have to read it and we have to listen to it. Now, Sunday school's fantastic. You guys have been hearing the Word of God for the last 12 months, or a little less than that. That's great. But is that enough? Does coming to Sunday school mean that the Word of God is hidden in your heart? You've heard it all year long. I hope you've listened. But does that mean it's hidden inside, someplace that you hold precious? Well, this morning I'd like to talk to you about three kinds of hearers, and it'll only take about 5 or 10 minutes. And to help you remember, I've brought some objects along. Who likes object lessons? I love object lessons, and I love on a Sunday morning getting a chance to do them. I'll bring some objects along. Now, three objects to help you work out what kind of hearer you are. All right, you might be any one of these three hearers. I wonder what kind of hearer you've been this year. What's this? It's an oil thing. I like it that the boys say oil. Girls say tomato sauce. Maybe the boys cook the tomato sauce, I don't know. But that's the first object. That is called a, for those who know, a funnel. Good work. What's a funnel for? You've seen it in the kitchen for filling up bottles of tomato sauce. In the garage or in the shed, Dad might fill oil up into the motor using a funnel. Funnels are used in a lot of different ways, but generally to put liquid into something. All right? Oh, I've got some liquid somewhere. Liquid's always dangerous. Liquid and fire are the two things that you've got to practice with before you go up the front. All right. Liquid, bottle. For those who get nervous up the front, this is not something you should do. I'm nervous, can you tell? I should hold it, shouldn't I? All right, uh-oh. Glug, 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 glug. We'll leave it there for now. All right. Funnel. I poured water through the funnel, filled up the vessel. What's left in the funnel? You tell me. Who said drips of water? Tilly. How much water's left in there? Teaspoon? Not even. I can see 5 drips and they're not very big. A funnel. All right. Now, a lot of people who come to church each Sunday, who go to Sunday school every Sunday, are hearers like funnel hearers. I hope it's not you, because this isn't a good way to listen to the Word of God. Because the water that I poured in is a bit of a, it's like a picture of the Word of God when it's taught. And the water goes in, comes out the bottom. Has Mum and Dad ever said that about you? Goes in one ear? And out the other? No? Maybe it's just me. Oh, thank you. Ashley's been honest. Mums have never said that. Oh, I can't believe that boy. Everything I say goes in one ear and out the other. He doesn't remember anything. Sorry? Yeah. Those people are like funnel hearers. All right? There's no word of God left. It's gone in one ear and out the other. Have you ever come out of Sunday school class and mum and dad have said, "What did you guys learn this morning?" And you go, I don't know. Maybe you were listening like a funnel. Maybe it's gone in one ear and out the other. I hope not. That's the first kind of hearer. We'll leave that there, all right, to help remind you. I hope you're not like a funnel hearer. What's our second object? Any ideas? No? Good. I don't have a sifter. We use a sieve for a sifter. All right. Ever sifted flour? We use this to sift flour at home. Some of you might have a little barrel with a handle on it that you wind and the things spin around. Anyone say yes? No? Never watched mum baking a cake sifting flour? We use one of these. All right. So that's a sifter. And what is left in the sifter after you've sifted the flour? Lumps? Weevils? Do you guys know what a weevil is? If you find the weevils, probably don't eat the flour. Weevils are little grubs. If you're sifting wholemeal flour, what's left in there? Bran, and you just chuck that out because it's not very useful. The bits that are left in the sifter aren't very good. They're not really that important. Some people are like sifters. They go to church and they hear the word of God taught, and they take it home and kind of all the good stuff falls out the bottom, and they're left with bits that aren't really all that useful. Like bran. Not necessarily bad things, but things that aren't really helpful. All right, those kind of people remember all the problems. They remember when the teacher forgot what they were saying. All right, or they remember when the teacher said the wrong thing. Or they remember when, oh, he did that and pushed her and that happened in Sunday school. But they don't remember the message. They remember all the bits. All right? Don't listen like a sifter or a sieve. All right. That's not very helpful either. What's our last object, do you think? A bucket. I haven't got a bucket. I do have a plastic container. Put some water in. All right. That's probably too much water, but I trust that it'll work regardless. Our last object is a sponge. We need to be this kind of hearer. All right. What happens when you put the sponge in the bucket of water? Now, I practiced this yesterday and this morning, and it didn't work nearly as well as I hoped. But if I put a little bit of pressure on here, it's a really stiff sponge. All right. What happens to the water? Soaks in the sponge, so that how much water's left in the bucket? Lots. Who said lots? I put too much water in the first place. They're saturated. All right. Can you see how much water's left in there? Hardly any. It's all in the sponge. Supposed to be. All right. You get the idea. Those kind of hearers are the kind of hearers we want to be. Hearers that hear the word of God and suck it on the inside as well. Suck it inside and hide it away. See how there's no water, supposedly, no water in the bottom of the container, or very little? It's all being drawn inside and hidden away inside the sponge. That's the kind of hearer we need to be. People who hear the word of God and hide it in our hearts. You might say, why is that important? Why is it important to hide the word of God in our hearts? Do you remember the verse? Thy word have I hid in mine heart. Why? Good work, boys, so that you might not sin against God. Is that important to you? Kids down here, you girls are a bit younger. Is it important that we don't sin? Is it important? Yes or no? As Christians, it's very important that we don't sin. We ought to not want to sin and do what's right. But the truth is, we need help. We need the word of God inside us and God at work in us to help us to not sin. Do you want to live the way God wants you to live? Do you want to disobey mum and dad all the time? No, you want to obey. Do you want to argue all the time with brothers and sisters or fight or lie all those sins that we have so much trouble with? No, we don't want to do that. We want to obey. And in order for us to obey and not sin, we need the Word of God to be something precious to us. It needs to be hidden away. Well, hiding the Word in our heart helps us to not sin. I want to ask the question before we finish up. What have you hidden in your heart? What is most precious to you? Even to the parents and adults. What's most precious to us? Is it the Word of God or is it something else? You know, a lot of people think, a lot of children get confused, a lot of adults get confused. They think that they can hide something in their heart and no one will ever know what it is. All right? They say, you know what, I don't really want to hide the Word of God in my heart. I want to hide football or cricket or V8 supercars or something else in my heart other than the Word of God. And they think that no one's ever going to know because it's hidden. Do you understand? I'm losing you a little bit. It's all right. Nearly finished. Minute. They think that what's on the inside their heart is hidden and no one will ever know. But what happens when we hide the Word in our heart? Our actions change. We start doing right and we start not sinning and people can tell. Parents, did you know your children know what's hidden in your heart? They do. They can see it. We might think it's important to hide the Word of God in our children's heart by sending them to Sunday school and family devotions, but no, we need to hide the Word in our heart. Sorry, I'll preach at you guys for a minute. We need to be that example because our kids can see it. Kids, we need to hide the Word in our heart so that we don't sin. We can't hide something else there and think that it won't get noticed. You know, the Bible in Ephesians 6 tells us that we are to do the will of God from the heart. Ephesians 6:6. It says, don't do it to keep people happy on the outside so that people see you and think, oh, wow, they're such a great little Christian child. God says, don't worry about that. He says, do the right thing. Do the will of God from the heart. And that happens when we hide the Word of God there. I hope the Word of God's precious to you. I hope that of those three objects, you've been coming along all year and sucking it all in like a sponge. And you haven't been like a funnel. It's been poured in one ear and it's fallen out on the ground the other. I hope that's the case. So which one are you? How do you hear through the ear? How have you heard through this year? Like a funnel? Like a sieve or a sifter? Or like a sponge? I hope it's the sponge. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your Word exhorts us and encourages us to hide your Word in our heart. Help us to do just that. Help it to be something precious to us. Help these children to not just grow up and hear these things, not just listen to these things, but remember them and consider them as something precious. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.